Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series on the laws of the universe. The next one is the law of compensation. Really interesting law, as I'm doing research around it. And I've said many times on this program, probably one of the most charged topics in our society, in our culture, in our human experience is money. And just by the nature of the word compensation, money is implied. And so it's so interesting, as I was doing research on it, it definitely saw a lot of references to a Ralph Waldo Emerson piece of work called The Law of Compensation. Many people reference that. And then as I continue to read, you could hear the, and because I'm a psychic, I can pick up on energy, obviously, but you could hear the stories about the law of compensation around as they were explaining it or giving examples. And it's this thing is so subjective. And I guess money is subjective. So much of, I'll say that. Money is what you think it is. And you can hear it. So this particular law, as I did the research on it, I'll give you the facts. I'm pausing because I want to be clear here. I'm going to give you the facts as to what I saw, which are very few, surprisingly. It's pretty basic. Most of what's out there is opinion. And I think even the Ralph Waldo Emerson book or writing, or I'm not sure what it was exactly. I'm assuming it was published. I'm going to step out on a limb and say that's also opinion too. And so with this one, I say go to spirit on it and really trust your own intuition. I'll tell you what I know to be true in a broad sense about the law of compensation. You will always be compensated for your efforts and contributions, no matter what, large or small. There is a school of thought out there that says that the more you contribute, the more you'll get. But I don't, I did my own humanly research around that one, just kind of looking around. And I don't think that's true either. Because people can do one thing and be well compensated for it. So I don't think it's a volume issue. I think it's what you do from your heart. Remember, money is what you say it is, what you believe it is, both positively and negatively. And the law of compensation just doesn't mean money. There are many teachers that teach it that could mean gifts, it can mean accolades, it could be fame, it could be blessings of all sorts, miracles, magical experiences. I think this is one where, keep it simple, the law of compensation, you will always be compensated for your efforts and contribution, no matter what. And I would add to it, whatever you do, do it from your heart. Do it from your heart. There's another piece to this that I think too many teachers went on and on about, which is pretty simple, and we've talked about it here on this program. The how and the when is up to God. And so how it will come and in what form it will come is, again, up to God. And when it will come is up to God. So you are still a manifester, though. So if you focus very specifically on what you want and you hold that as true, my thought is that you will be compensated within the realm of that focus. Now, this works positively and negatively. And it's very similar to the law of cause and effect. You know, what you put out there, you get back. Okay. So how would I use the law of compensation? Just know you deserve to be compensated. You deserve to be compensated. And we live in this time-space reality, and we're compensated with currency. So I would say focus your attention there, because that gives you the greatest freedom. Freedom is a high vibrational emotion. experience even. And so you'd much rather have cash than just a credit or somebody giving you a gift. All are good and be grateful for what you receive. But I would say it's time, particularly for people who listen to this program, it's time for you to be compensated in cash money. It might be digital cash, but cash money. And focus your attention there. Start believing that you are worthy and deserving of being compensated, because you are. It's not questionable. This law states you will be compensated. And so you can only be compensated based on what you will believe you are worthy of. So it might always come in the form of a gift from someone because you're too afraid to ask for cash. But now is the time to ask for cash. Be bold about that and be clear about that and hold the intention of value. And the value you set is what it's meant to be. So that's why I'm opposed to people saying, well, if you contribute more, then you get more. That's not the thing. Because it is what you say it is. And in the spiritual world, as I've said many times in this program, a dollar is the same as $100. So I don't think it's about, oh, if I contribute more, then I'll get more. It's based on your relationship with your divine self, right? Through guidance and wisdom, through your intuition, will tell you what you need to do. Because remember, I've been saying this to you all of 2021. You do what you know to do, and then you trust your intuition to guide you and tell you what additional steps you need to take. And that information is not revealed until you're doing what you know to do. So if you do wish to be compensated, start declaring that, yes, I must be compensated because that is the law. Start making your contributions, make them from your heart, set an intention for what you want to receive in return. Know that, again, in that there is mystery and spirit's in charge of the how and the when of that compensation. But trust and believe you will be compensated, and you will be compensated in a manner in which feels true and right to you. What I mean by that is, if you believe that you will be compensated within a month period of time for your work, you will be compensated in that time. If you are, maybe you're, you hear this story often with actors, they'll be, acting and auditioning for years and years and years, and then they'll get their break. And so I went to spirit on this. I'm like, well, how does that work? If we're going to be compensated for the effort we put in. So there is some, they may not, maybe they're not putting effort in the way in which they know is true for them. And there is the possibility that, that you're waiting for your time, but you're only waiting for your time if you believe you're waiting for your time. If you believe you have to put a lot of time in and it has to be years and years and years and years and years, and then you can reap your reward, then that's the way you're going to be blessed, because you have free will. But if you believe you're going to be compensated plentifully immediately, and you hold that belief and you do your part and you show up in a way in which is in alignment with your heart and your truth and your intuition, then you will be compensated accordingly. And I know that to be true. I know a lot of people who are young, who are doing very, very well financially because they decided they were going to do well financially. So you do have, I don't want to say you have controlling over the timing, but God responds to you. So if you open your heart and believe that you can be compensated, and you can be compensated well, and you can be compensated for what you view as high quality work, then you will be compensated. You will be compensated. So my thoughts on all of this: go for it. Be full out about it. Be clear about what you want, how you want to be compensated, what that number is. Ask for money, because we live in this time-space reality, and don't be afraid. So if you're holding any junky beliefs about being compensated, or whether your work is good enough, or whether you're worthy of of receiving payment for all that you do, receiving accolades for all that you do, whether you're worthy of receiving praise for all that you do, then that will delay your journey. So I say clean that up. I did a show. Matter of fact, I think I recorded it this afternoon. I did a show on releasing, letting go, and forgiving. Start cleaning up those stories. You can be compensated now. Just start teaching yourself to believe that. And if you came from a family maybe of low earners, it can be a bit of a hurdle to start because you'll have to clean up some of those programmed beliefs, but just do it, right? You know, just do it. We all have to work with what we've been given. And so don't be scared. Just start cleaning up your consciousness and do your part and show up big and do it full out. That is one that I will say. If your intuition gives you a hit to do something, do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it, and do it full out. If you feel called to put work into the world, whatever it may be, put it out to the best of your ability in this given moment. Spirit's not trying to hold you accountable to your best moment 20 years from now. It's who you are right now in this moment. Do your very best. So do your best. Believe that you are worthy and deserving of compensation. Put effort in, put sincere, heart-centered effort in, and know you will be rewarded. And believe that it can come in the form of lots and lots of cash money. All right, this is my talk on the law of compensation. I giggle there because we're not supposed to say that, right? As spiritual people, you know? But we need to. I've seen too many. Particularly older spiritual people who do a lot and they're struggling financially or they're not where they want to be financially. And it has nothing to do with the fact that they're spiritual. It has everything to do with the fact that their consciousness only would allow them to receive gifts and kickbacks and discounts and in some regards, you know, disability or social security. You deserve to live well. Just declare it. The people living well decided they were going to live well, period. And spirit, the universe responded to that desire. So choose cash money. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I assume you knew me. So I just start talking at the beginning of this. I help people do really extraordinary things. I help people step into their power. I help people clean up their consciousness around compensation. So if you are ready to go to the next level, I would love to support you in that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And check out my single session. The Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package is currently on sale until December 15th. And I launched a 2022 intuitive reading and of course the Massive Result 1 year intuitive coaching package. Check them all out. Visit the website, sign up for my newsletter. You'll get 2 free intuitive messages from me a week. I tune into my lists and I tune into spirit and I say, what do the people who will open this email need to know? And then I prepare a message for you. Yeah, it's a nice tool. And I, you know, I say that to you guys and I know it's a nice tool. And oftentimes I channel these messages and today, as a matter of fact, I think it was the message today I sent. And I was like, oh, that's a really good exercise, spirit. Let me do that real quick. It was like on releasing worry and fear. Then I get emails. It always amazes me. I'm like, oh yeah, people read these. And I had a woman, and I know for some reason, maybe on her end, she was having trouble downloading the card, I guess, wasn't coming through. And she sent me like 3 back-to-back messages. I'm like, oh, she really wanted it. Yeah. Cause it's good. It's good. The quality is phenomenal. Spirit just really works through me. And then I prepare it for you. And it's free. You get 2 of them a week. So sign up for my newsletter. Thank you for listening to this program. You deserve to be compensated. You deserve to be compensated. My spirit guides are guiding me to Amanda Francis affirmation. My work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. Good affirmation, right? My work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. One more time. My work is of high service and worthy of massive compensation. Say that to yourself 50 times and feel those words. And let's see what shows up. You'll be amazed. You'll get a nice little return within the week. Say it 50 times with feeling, with passion, with conviction from your heart. And then get excited for all that's going to show up for you. All right. Take care of yourself.